The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Kof. Today's daf is being studied in Nushmat, Maran Zekenati, Yafa Batzara, Rabbi Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinihem began Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Hashem Hashem Medina and then for the Lord, for the members of the group, for talking about Rabbi Chenin, Asum Ramah Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Kof, and we start three lines from the top. Resh Lakish Ahve Le Dinra Rabbi El Azar. Oh, so the Shlakish showed a coin to Rabbi Elazar to see if it's counterfeit or not. Amar me'aliyahu. He said, me'aliyah, it's not a problem, it's good. Amale hazeh de'alach kasamchina. Hey, listen, you better be careful, I'm relying on you. Don't make a mistake here. Amale kisamacht alai mai lememra. What do you mean? That you're relying on me? What are you trying to say? Di'i mishtakach bisha. What? You're trying to tell me that if I made a mistake, you're trying to tell me that I have to pay you? Veha atu de amar the bimiru. So we're talking. The only one that says you have to pay, that's the bimiru de da'in dina de garme. This halakha goes like the bimiru. Bimiru holds that in certain cases where you cause indirect damage to somebody, but indirect in a more direct way than a gerama, which we call a germi, so then already you have to pay. So what do you think? By the way, if anything, this is a germi. You tell me that, be careful, because if you mess up, you're going to be hayab. What do you mean? That's the Mimir says I'll be hayab. The Mimir is the one that holds this germi law, this indirect damage. We don't hold like the Mimir. Therefore, if I make a mistake, I don't have to pay you. Oh, where do you see Rabbi Meir holds the law of Garmi? So the Gemara is going to go with, we learned this earlier on the Daf, that Rabbi Meir holds this Garmi law, but we're going to now prove it. Where did Rabbi Meir say his law of Garmi is Hayab? That you do indirect damage, that you're going to be Hayab. My love, Rabbi Meir, oh, so when he came along and said, who brought the coin to Shakish Avinu? So he says, you're the Shakish. You're the one that said that the halakha, is this halakha of the coins is going like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, my love must mean Rabbi Meir. Right, that was your point. That this is going like Rabbi Meir, and we don't go like it. Amale, so the Shakish says, no, you misunderstood me. No, Rabbi Meir, v'svira lan kivate. No, I said this is going like Rabbi Meir, and you know what? We go like it. So therefore, it is halakha like Rabbi Meir. Therefore, you better be careful. Don't mess up on this coin over here, because otherwise I'm coming after you. So the Gemara says, hey Rabbi Meir, where is this Rabbi Meir that holds the law of Garmi? Ilimar Rabbi Meir detnan. Dan et adin. We have a betin. Okay, guy comes into court, the betin makes a ruling. Dan et adin. They made a ruling. Made a mistake. Zika et hayav. The guy that was hayav, they exonerated. Hayav et zakai. Or the opposite. The guy that was innocent, they obligated. Time et tahor, tiher et tameh. Or what was supposed to be tahor, they made tameh, tahor. Masha asa asui. The law stands. The yishalem bebeto. But now betin has to pay from their own pocket. Now, that's indirect, because they were giving a ruling. They made a mistake. So you see what the Bimir holds, that dina de garbe, that even though it wasn't intentional, didn't take something to damage it, mamash, they give a psak halakha that was faulty. You still see why he makes the judges pay from their pocket. So the Gemara says, no. You don't understand that case. That case over there was talking about, ha'itmar ala amar bid'a mar rav, vehu shenatal venatan biyad. The case over there was, they didn't just give a ruling. They actually did a physical action. They took money from one guy physically and they gave it to the other guy. Well, if they just would have made a ruling, Even the Rebbe Meir will say, you're not chayav in that case. But to go physically and actually take money and put it by one and give it to the other, indeed you're going to be, which is, that's more than a garmi. That's already in mamashe, an action. Now, let's just review these cases over here. One case would be, well, look at Ashi. Ashi says, Shinasa v'natan biyad. They actually physically did an action. How? V'zika t'hayav. Zika etahayav. The guy who was innocent, I'm sorry, the guy who was guilty, they exonerated him. What did they do biyad? What did they do? So that she says, Shayalo mashkon lemalve mimenu, because the guy that lent the money, let's say, had a mashkon, had a collateral. Venatal dayan lemashkon v'azro lelove. They went, they took the collateral from the malve, and they gave it to the guy that borrowed the money, who didn't pay. So he did an action. They gave back his collateral, but he didn't pay yet. So you see, Mamet did an action. V'chayev et hazakai, that's easy. Chayev et hazakai means they took money from the innocent guy to pay back the guy that was really paid already. That's also an action. Natal biyad mamon menanet ba v'shilim et tobaya. Now, v'timeh et tahor. What would that be? Timeh et tahor. Something that was tahor, they made tameh. Okay, they just ruled. Tameh. No, the rabbis wanted to show that it's tameh, that their ruling was right, so they took a shiritz and they touched it just to enforce their rule. And she says, "Natal shiritz biyadayim." They actually took a shiritz biyadayim. V'sarku alei tameh ovaday la'azik devarav. Yeah, what's the other way? V'tiher et tameh. What was that case? They made what was tahor. V'tiher et tameh. Now, what would they do biyadayim for that? So that she says, Natala deyan le perot temein ve'arbar im sh'ar perot. They said, this is tahor. And we'll prove it. So they took it and they mixed it with other perot. Now what ended up happening? They made the other perot temein really in the end. So they did it biyadayim. Now, im sh'ar perot, ta'isha sh'arlo v'avar le'oseh ma'aseh biyadayim, u'mazik. That's not a law of garbi. That's with actual bed din. Did something physically. So we're looking for a case of indirect. So don't bring me to the ayah of the judges. The judges know these cases over, did something biyadayim. That's the mamash mazik. Good? So we're stuck. Where does the bimir hold the din of garmi? So the Gemara, I'll tell you where. Ela, second wide line. Ela ha Rabbi Meir. The following Rabbi Meir. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Litzboa lo adom, gave wool to the dyer. I want it red. Sabo shahor, he did it black. Shahor v'sbo adom, reverse. Rabbi Meir omen, otenu deme samro. You gotta give him the wool back. He has to pay for it. Oh, now we're assuming over here. Guy was unintentional. The guy was just a gorem. He didn't do it on purpose. And still, we see the Bimi Ir saying, "You were gorem hezek, so you have to pay." No, get over there with the way the guy was malicious. That he changed on purpose. That's my mashay mazik. Ela, ha Rabbi Meir. Ela, the following Rabbi Meir. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Hamisakech gafno al gabe tivuato shel chavero. Okay, kilayim lo. Let's review the kilayim lo. Guy has tivua. No problem. Guy comes along, takes giffen, vines, and he plants on top of the guy's hitta. Now what are you doing? Basically, you're going to cause whatever grows now to become kilayim. He becomes asur. So it says, Hamisakech gafno al gabe tivuato shel chavero, hare ze kidesh behayav. Now you kiddush doesn't mean kadosh. Kiddush means you have forbade it. You made it asud, that therefore you're going to be chayav. Even though the Gemara wants to say it was a gorem, the Gemara say you just put the kerem on top of the chita. Look at Rashi, kiddush asar et tevua. Gemara says again, hatam name kavid biyadayim. Again, that case over there is where he did it on purpose. Where he went, be a dime, and he mixed the two items together. Therefore, he's going to be hayav. So we want to know again. Give me a case where he's passive. You got to give me a passive case where he's a gerama, not where he did something be a dime. By the way, of course, it's be a dime. He took the actual vine and he put it over the thing. That's be a dime. So Gemara says, oh, here's the final case. We got it. And it's what we mentioned in passing on a previous daf. Ela, the case is talking about like this. How to be me, the Tanya, mechisat the kerem shenefritza. Okay, let's get the laws of kerem. I have a chita field over here, on the right, and there's a kerem on the left. Two different people. Halakha says that the guy from the kerem, he has to move away four amot from the chita. He cannot plant right at his border. Because if he plants at his border, it's going to be next to the chita. So the onus is on the kerem guy to move his product four amot from the wall, from the fence. And no, unless you have a fence.
Oh, okay.
If you have a fence, then everybody can go up to the border. Okay? So what happened? That's the law. If there's no fence, then the kerem guy has to go four amot to one. So what happened? That fence over there. Beautiful. What happened? There's a hole in the fence. Yeah. So now we tell the kerem guy, listen, close the fence. You didn't close the fence. And warn him again. Close the fence. You didn't close the fence. Ends up what's happening now, there's a breach in the fence. He doesn't fix it. He's passive. What does he end up doing now? He causes the kila'ayim. Now he ruins this guy's chaita. That's the case of Garmi. Read it inside. Gemara says, Netanya, mechisa ta kerem shenefresa. You have a mechisa of the kerem that became breached. Omer lo gdor. So they tell the guy, okay, do me a favor, fence it. Now she says, shelo yosif ha-tevu'ah echad me-matayim be'od ha-mechisa perusa ve-te'aser. Okay, let's go. Rules. Kilei HaKerem is batel 1 in 200. We have regulars of bitul. Milk falls into meat 60 times. That's the rules, right? 60 times meat against the milk, it's batel. When it comes to Kilei HaKerem, if you have 200 heter against the isur of the amount of growth that's done by isur, it'll be batel. So what am I concerned about over here? The guy has a hole now. There's a hole in the fence. Oh, now whatever's going to start growing is considered problematic. So she said, they tell the guy, Gedor, do me a favor, make sure you be goder your persa. So she says, why? Because if it's going to be a growth, that's going to be more isur than 1 in 200 proportion, so then already the whole thing is going to become isur. So they give the guy a certain window. You better fix your fence. What happened? Amalo gedor nefresa omelo gedor. He does it. It becomes breached again. Do your fence. The guy doesn't listen. Nitya ish memena velo gadra. Oh, then the guy comes and says, you know what? Pass. I'm not doing it. Then the deen is what? That is a kiddush v'chayav b'chariyato. Then all the product of the chita now becomes no good, and therefore he's responsible to pay. That's got me. I didn't do anything. I just sat back. Also, you see what? Look at that. She nitesh lo gadra. Ubetoka kotsi hazera achad me matayim shayu ba'beitir. And as a result, it grew. It was the result of more than the ratio. Harez yikrish ve'en batet ela be'achad u'matayim. Ve'kan yesh katsat min ha'etir v'achad be'isur. And therefore, you don't have the proportion. And therefore, the deal is it's going to be asur. Now, just one clarification, and then we'll stop at the Yerushna. Qualification is like this. The obligation to fix the fence is on the guy with the vine. She can even though the students on both of them, to put them together. Which means, the logic is, four amot of a kerem is considered part of the kerem, which means within four amot, the kerem spreads out. So therefore, the baal kerem is the guy that really is hayav to move his kerem, or hayav to make sure that the wall is, the wheat doesn't move. The wheat stays where it is, but the kerem is the one that causes, that's like the one that goes out, right?
Avodat kerem, he says.
Right, you need four amot for the avodah of the, for the working of the kerem. So then within four amot of a kerem is considered kerem. We look at it like the kerem is moving to the wheat, as opposed to the wheat moving to the kerem.
In other words, not no man's land.
Right. That couple of amot over there, that's kerem, even though it's empty. So then he's obligated to move. Okay, so that's that. Go one more line over here. Ah, this is a very important point here. בעל הכרם אחראי לאיסור הכלאיים משום דין גרמי וכתבו ראשונים שלפי כך צריך להתרות בו תחילה. First they tell him גדור, hey, fix the fence, שכן אין חייבים לשלם על מעשה נזק של גרמי בשוגג. He has to be warned first, which is if he's just a shogeg, he's not going to be a chayav. Ve'im lo yaziru, he could come along and say, I didn't know that I had to fence it. So that's why we said they have to warn him. Okay, so that's that obligation over there. Okay, so look, two times or three times. Once already they warned him, and finally the guy says, pass, I'm not doing it. Oh, now already you caused the wheat to grow together with the kerem. You're a gorem nezek. And the Bimi Innocent is going to be Hayab. Also, back to the story. He showed him the coin. He said, listen, you better not make a mistake on this coin over here, because if it's counterfeit, not a problem. What do you mean? And if it's counterfeit, are you coming after me? Oh. So that's the Bimi Meir. Yeah, we hold like the Bimi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds Garmi. Yeah, where's the Garmi of Rabbi Meir? The case of the guy that doesn't want to breathe, that doesn't want to fix his fence.
Mishnah. Anoten semer la saba. Person gave wool to the dyer. Vikdiho yoreh. And he burnt it. When he put the wool into the cauldron, and he burnt it, he ruined it. So the Mishnah's din is noten no deme tzamro. So he has to give the balabayit, the bala tzemer, he has to give him back the value of his tzemer, because it's a case of uman shekelkel. You have an uman, an expert that ruined the product. So we learned above that you have to give back the amount of the tzemer. Tzavo kaur. What I was going to explain, ka'ur means like ka'ur. You did it in a bad way. He did a bad job. We'll see exactly what type of bad job he did, but he didn't do a good job. The dye was not good. Sab'o ka'ur. So in this case over here, the Mishnah gives a din. And he says like this. The uman, since he messed up, he didn't dye it correctly, he's not going to get full payment. His hand is on the bottom, which means we put him at a disadvantage. So it says, "Im hashebach yater al yitziah." If the enhancement of the wool is more than his expense to dye the wool, noten lo et yitziah. So then the baal tzemer only has to pay for the expense. V'ma yitziah yater al hashebach, to the expense the dyer had is more than the shevach, than the enhancement. Noten lo et hashevach, which means the baal tzemer only has to pay the smaller of the two amounts. Rashi, sav'o ka'ur kemo ka'ur. Ka'ur meaning he did it bad. Gemara is going to explain he used the residue of the dye, and therefore it didn't collect properly onto the dye. She sav'o b'shirei seva. Umazik b'kavanau. The guy's a mazik b'kavanau. Use the inferior dye. Defichach yado ala tachtona. Therefore, he's at a disadvantage. So the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains, if the enhancement is more than the than his cost, so then you pay for the cost. And if it's reverse, so then you pay for the enhancement. What does that mean? So, give you an example. Let's say the tzemer got enhanced by putting this dye on it by 5 dinarim. It went up by 5 dinars, the tzemer. But the cost of the guy was only 3 dinarim. So you only have to pay him 3 dinarim. Or if it would be the opposite. If let's say the tzemer went up as a result of his dye 2 dinarim, but his cost him 3 dinarim, so if he only has to pay 2. Since he was mazik b'kavana, his hand is on the bottom. He had a disadvantage. Therefore, you give him the smaller amount of the two. The next din in the Mishnah is actually, let's read Rashi. V'im hashevach sheishbiyah hatzemer yater al yitziah shel tzeva noten lo letzava et hayitziah velo tzchar shalem. You don't give him full payment. Umekabel tzamro. Good, and then he receives the he gets his wool back. V'demet samro lo amad dinitiv dilikne'i u'shevachad etzemer deha betzevach shetna emo deha betzavach shetna emo tzava v'leka shenuya dinikne'yeh. That's a question over here. Why don't you say that he was konet v'chinui
And the normal din of Bikone Bishinui is he keeps the tzemet and he pays back according to the time that he stole. So over here we don't say it was Kone Bishinui because that's what the guy told him to do. The guy told him die it. So he died it. So there's no Kinyan Bishinui. But the reason is you were Mazik. So therefore you were a Mazik. There's no Kinyan Bishinui because that's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to die, he died it. It's not a Shinui. But you did it wrong. So therefore you have to pay back. He gets his tzemet back. You don't pay demet samro. I get my tzemet and I pay you the smaller of the two amounts. Either the amount of the sheva, if it's less than the yitziah, or the yitziah, if it's less than the sheva. That's what she's answering. Next case of the Mishnah, litzboa lo adom. You gave it to the guy to dye it red. It's savro shachor. You did it black. Shachor v'savro adom. Or you did it, you gave it to him black and he made it red. Rabbi Meir omer noten lo. She learns, Bimiros Shinui. Made a Shinui, Shinui is Kone. So therefore, the Gazan is Kone, the Tzemir. And you just have to pay Demet Samro. Rashi, let's go, Ado Adom, Kani Bishinui, the Rabbi Meir, Veloya Ivle Ele Demet Samro. Right? You only have to pay the amount of the Tzemir. Ava Lo Demet Shevho. Well, you don't have to pay the enhancement because he was Kone Bishinui. Oh, zei yitin scharo mushlam v'yikach ha-semer. She says, if the Baal HaTzemer wants to pay full price, he can get back the Tzemer himself. But, if not, he can just carry back money. He says, I want the Tzemer. I want the Tzemer to pay full price. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda, he has to pay the ganav. He has to pay the ganav, not the ganav. He was uman, but he messed up. Instead of doing red, he did black. Or black, he did red. So according to me, you're Kone Bishinui. So therefore, what do I owe you? Now I pay Demet Samro. I pay for the wool. But if the guy wants the wool, so then you have to pay back, pay for the full price. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yimash Shebach yater al Yetziah noteno et Yetziah. Yimash Yetziah yater al Shebach noteno et Shebach. Rabbi Yehuda said, we put a knas on the guy. You messed up. I told you red, you did black. Black, you did red. Because of that, you're not going to get full price. You have to give back the tzemer, and you're going to give back the tzemer at the cheaper of the two prices. If the cost is less, then you pay, the guy only has to pay for the cost. If the sheva is less, the enhancement, then you pay for the enhancement. As she says, Rabbi Yehuda Amir, Dekanis de la'ay deshina liyot yado ala tachtona, ve'lo netane mishpacha. Which means we're not going to make him, let him benefit from the sheva. Ve'igran ame kolelu yishkol, and we're not going to give him full payment either. Ela yitziah, v'mitziah yeter al hasheva yetenu et hasheva sheshbe et hasemer. V'mirtzeh latet et tzecharo kigon sheshbe yoten al tzechar, yeten tzecharo. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, basically, it is a din of a knas. Which means, if you're going to judge, right, say, im nidon et hatzaba kigazlan, if you look at the tzaba as a gazlan, like Rabbi Meir looks at him, and if we skoneh the tzemer itself, so he's gonna benefit. He's gonna benefit from the going against the word of the Baal HaBayit. He pays the mitzemer and he keeps the enhanced product. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Meir says, "No, I'm not gonna reward a guy that changed from the word of the Baal HaBayit." So therefore, he says, "No, you cannot just pay tzamro. Ela what? He has to pay. He gets paid back the smaller of the." Of the amount. Now that she says that Rabbi Yehuda also is modeh shemikar adin nechshav tzaba zuki gazlan. Here's a gazlan, and like we just saw, Zachemi made a knas that what that the uman should not kone the tzemer because we don't want him to benefit from the shinui. Fize im baal tzemer ena rotze betakanazu umadif lekabel demet tzemer. Right. If let's say the baal tzemer, he doesn't want this. I don't want red. I want it black. So therefore, umadif lekabel demet tzemer b'mkom tzemer amushbach hadin amo ve'ena uman yachol lechufo lekabel et tzemer. The uman cannot force him to take the tzemer. I don't want the tzemer. Right? Kvishet ba'er. Okay. Ulam. Okay. That's the way it's going. Rashi mosif shim mitbarit shel sachar shel nefsak uman u'pachon ma'ashiv ve'kam pachon ma'otzaa. Oh. If let's say that the sachar Shenefsak l'uman, the amount that he was going to give the uman, is actually less than the yitziah, less than the cost of the guy to do it. That's how it came out. Or less than the yeshiva, habalim shanim, don't let him pay, and he gets the tzemet itself. In any event, that's the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Hachami. My ka'ur, so Gemara says, if the guy did it ka'ur, that was the case of the Mishnah. So we said, what's the case of ka'ur? I mean, he did it wrong. He used bad dye. He dyed it, but he just used bad dye. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, ka'ur? Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Hanna, kalbus. What's kalbus? My kalbus. Amar Abba Bar Shemuel, kafra dude. What's kafra dude? Rashid. Kineyah bo etayure. Kiromar bishiret savach neshtayru biyure savo. After the residue of the dye that left in the cauldron, they used this residual stuff to dye. It's not good. So therefore, the deen is, according to everybody, yadu ala tahtona. You're a mazik biyadayim. On purpose, you went and you ruined it. So therefore, the guy doesn't have to pay the full price. He gets back his tzemid. No question, because we said you're not kone bishinui, because you didn't make a shinui, you didn't dye it.
Right.
But you don't get your full price. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen.